raining, and all the cars we had were floating away.
And you are tuned to KBOO in Portland. Coming up next, Grace Eagle Reed hosts Disability Awareness, and she's in the studio now with two, three other folks. I have one's name is Cheryl, and she'll introduce you to them when the time comes. So stay tuned for that, and then stay tuned at 11:30. The Radio Zine features an interview with Sea Change Radio with Jason Mark, editor of Earth Island Journal, on the Wilderness Act. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support during our recent membership drive. If you missed it, it's not too late to contribute. Just go to kboo.fm and click on Donate Today.
The Union of Time Thieves is a monthly exploration of urban life. In this installment, we'll be exploring the concept of psychogeography, taking a look at its development, and then collaboratively constructing a new map in a practical application of the theory. Join us for an hour of the visual made verbal on The Union of Time Thieves on May 26th from 10 to 11 p.m. only on KBOO Portland. KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the 14th Annual Village Building Convergence. From Friday, May 23rd, to Sunday, June 1st, the Village Building Convergence is a 10-day placemaking and urban permaculture festival that leaves a permanent, sustainable impact all across the city as an expression of what communities all across the city are ready to do in their own places. The VBC brings together a vast spectrum of related initiatives, such as community currency, grassroots democracy, ecological design, youth engagement, social justice in action, ecological stewardship, multimodal transportation, and so much more. This year's evening speakers and performers will be at the Sunnyside Methodist Church, 3520 Southeast Yamhill Street in Portland. A list of speakers and more information about the Village Building Convergence in general can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Dharma Portland Association. Presenting spiritual teacher Sri Tathatta speaking on A Path to Peace, Restoring Harmony in These Times of Change, May 30th and 31st at the Unity World Healing Center. Program includes music, meditation, spiritual discourse, and personal blessings. Information and registration at pathofdharma.org.
And this KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Redirect Guide, committed to promoting progressive regional businesses based upon the values of sustainability, localism, and social justice. Complete business directory and resource guide at redirectguide.com.
Hi, this is Grace Eagle Reed, and you're listening to Disability Awareness, KBOO.FM. My guests today are Cheryl Nygaard and her partner, go ahead and pronounce your name the way you want, Elizabeth
Seltzer.
Cheryl has MS, and Cheryl is here to introduce a technique that was diagnosed that I believe many people are going to want to know about. It's rather new. She will talk about it. It's very expensive, but we're going to be talking about the possibilities around this and some of the problems that are coming up, but she had a very incredible experience around an MS reversal as a result of this treatment. Okay, but first of all, I do want to do a couple of announcements that probably will be important for you. The Aging and People with Disabilities Fund, this is a grant fund for innovative pilots from the Oregon Department of Human Services. The department will solicit proposals on small and larger scale grants. The request for grant proposal is on, it's O-R-P-I-N, it's at orpin.oregon.gov. /open, and if you want contact information by phone, it's 503-945-6986. Again, 503-945-6986 for details on that if you're wanting to write a small grant for something based on aging and people with disabilities. Okay, and then the second announcement is actress Marlene Martlin, who is the actress, and she's deaf. I think that's God. I hope I'm saying that right. It says here, ACLU and HEARD launched Deaf Rights Public Education Campaign. She came out with a statement. Actress Marlene Matlin spotlights danger in police contact with deaf people. Know Your Rights video. So go to media@aclu.org. Or if you want to connect with Sandra Sorensen, ACLU National, to get more information on that important video, go to 212-549-2666. Okay, my guest today, Cheryl and Elizabeth. Cheryl.
Yes.
You're on. Tell me about what's going on. What is this thing that you, what is this incredible procedure you tripped upon?
Well, what it is that they, I was diagnosed with CCSVI, which is chronic cerebrospinal venous insufficiency. And what that is that, your jugular veins actually, don't allow the blood to flow back out of your brain. And so they go in and angio out the jugular veins, and then that allows the backflow of blood to come out of the brain and actually flow through the body correctly. So what was happening was my valves were not functioning correctly. They were kind of fluttering in there, half closed, and so they angioed through those. And then they blew up my veins and allowed the blood. The theory is that blood is going into the brain and it's not able to get out.
Uh-huh. Like a dam.
So it's kind of stopped up like a dam, and it's causing little cesspools up in the brain. So if they open those passages up, the blood can then flow out. And it's just an incredible experience.
So you did experience this. You went through this. How did you find this treatment?
One of the gentlemen at work has MS at my old employer, Bill Taylor. And he came over to my desk one day and he said, hopefully I don't cry.
That's all right.
That there was this treatment that he found, and he was really investigating in it. And there just happened that this place, Eric from Arizona Doppler, was going to come up to Seattle and see and kind of have people go to him, get a Doppler, and see if you qualified for it. And you had to have 4 to 5 of the markers to qualify for CCSVI. And my test results came back, and I was a 5 out of the 5. So that was great, but it was bad because you know, I was worse off than I thought. Mm-hmm. So then we hooked up with the Seguro Surgical Center down in Tucson, Arizona, and they were able to put me on the schedule. And I had it's not really an operation, had the procedure done in August of 2011.
Elizabeth, you were part of this as her partner. You were part of all this. When you found out that there was this procedure, what did you think? Surely you probably went skipping home and talking about it, of course.
I was excited.
I was nervous because you never know what could happen with something so experimental. I was interested in it, and I was reading about it seemed to make so much sense. So, I definitely got, excited about it, that it could be really helpful.
Wow. So was it free?
No, it was extremely expensive. My insurance didn't cover it, and I had to come up with $8,000 out of pocket to cover it. But to me, it was $8,000 I was really willing to risk. And I mean, thank God, unfortunately, my mom and dad realized that this was something that we really needed to do. And so we went in halfsies, and out of pocket for me was $4,000, and my mom and dad pitched in for, and went down to Arizona and spent a week, and it was amazing.
Why don't we talk about the procedure itself. Possibly don't get too graphic, although this is disability awareness and this is a real deal. So what was the procedure? What did you have to go through?
It was really, really, really simple. I went and showed up at the hospital, and the people were so excited because, they're like one of only a couple of facilities in the United States that are doing it. People are coming there from Canada, mainly Canada. A lot of Canadians are coming down because they're not able to get any kind of treatment there either. The alternative before the Tucson, and there's actually a new one, it's not really new, but Synergy Health Centers in California
We'll talk about that.
And we went in there, and they take you in to the room, to the operating room or procedure room, and it's full-fledged hospital. Everybody's, all suited up, and they just go in and angio out your jugular veins and blow up your veins. And you're awake through the whole thing, and you can feel it, and it doesn't hurt. And then they go in, and there's another vein that's up in your chest. It's called the Isagos. And he did that, and as soon as he did that one and blew it up, I've been having problems with, heart fluttering. And I kept telling my doctor, I don't know what this is. I feel like I'm having a heart attack. I've got this heart fluttering going on. Oh, no, your heart looks fine. Everything looks great. Well, so he went in and angioed out my isagos, and the heart fluttering went away immediately. And that was a huge relief. And I could breathe again.
So you got immediate results?
Immediate results. When he did the angio, everything was great. He said, he's talking to you, and he said, this is just, everything's looking fabulous. How do you feel? And I said, I feel great. And as I've been a big softball player all of my life, and I haven't been able to play for the last, 5 or 6 years, and the very last song that was playing on the radio in the procedure room was "Put Me in Coach." I'm ready to play.
Uh-huh. You got an immediate reversal, didn't you?
Immediate.
And wow.
Immediate.
Super wow.
Yeah.
So we're looking at a procedure here that reverses MS. At least. Now, how long did that procedure last?
The results lasted probably, I would say, a good part of 6 to 7 months.
So, Elizabeth, exciting, wonderful.
Yeah, it was crazy. All the things that changed immediately when she, you know, came out of surgery. I had been telling her for years that, you know, she was a bit colorblind, you know, because when we would go to paint, you know, different rooms of our house, you know, she'd be like, oh, you know, that's red. And it was really more of a dark pink, you know. And so, so it was crazy that, you know, immediately when she got out of the procedure, all of a sudden, you know, she could see what color my shorts were, you know, whatever. And I was like, wow, see, I told you, you know, but, but, you know, she had her, you know, energy back. She didn't have headaches anymore. There's all sorts of things that, you know, she had had problems with that, you know, all of a sudden she didn't. And it was so fantastic.
How long have you guys been together?
It'll be 15 years in September, so a long time. I've seen the progression.
And so that's the whole point. And that's why I appreciate you being here at the mic as well, because it's a family thing. It's not just when somebody suffers, it affects everybody involved. Mm-hmm. So there must have been some incredible, and it was 6 months you had a reversal?
I haven't had the headaches that I used to have every single day. I do still keep a bottle of aspirin in my desk drawer just in case. The ringing in my ears is off and on instead of constant, continual thing. My vision, there's a lot of times when I can read versus the words being missing letters and stuff like that. I mean, there's a lot of like the heat. As you can see, I like to tan. I love the sun, and I can't do the heat. And when I got it done down in Arizona, and as soon as I got it done, you know, I mean, I think we were there for 2 hours, or was it 2 hours that we had recovery room? Mm-hmm. And they wheeled us outside, and it was like 115 degrees in Arizona. I was able to stand out there in Arizona in 115 degrees for 15 to 20 minutes waiting for the car. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I get that part. I have MS too, as most of my listeners probably remember, and the heat just, I can't handle it. Yeah, so I commiserate with a lot of this. Mm-hmm. I know I talked before about a procedure I did in Europe that they will not allow, and it was, I went through magnetic therapy, and it did a lot of reversal for me, and they won't allow it here in the United States. So you're coming up on, You're wanting to go do another procedure at this Synergy Health Concepts, Newport Beach?
Yeah.
This, according to what you sent over to me, $11,000?
Yeah, this one's $11,000 for that procedure. He actually does, he does something
and
else.
Who is your practitioner over at the new Synergy Newport Beach?
I've just got the estimate on how much it's going to cost.
Okay, so
I don't
not
know.
Sure
I
about,
think there's only one doctor over there that's doing it.
But there's only two facilities that are doing this in the United States that you know of?
I believe so, that are doing it consistently. There might be one in New York, in Buffalo, the University of...
So if it does this reversal, this should be like...
It should be.
Front new, channel 268, you know, all the...
Don't you think?
A reversal for MS. So what's going on there?
I attribute it to the fact that if it is a vascular problem or a vascular relief... as an angio that gives people relief from the problem than what happens to the billions of dollars in pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, there's that link, isn't there?
Yeah, and I haven't taken any of the MS drugs. I refuse to take MS drugs.
Exactly. I pulled away from them as well. So people, anybody that wants to be an activist in this arena, especially with disabilities, and of course this is about MS itself, which I am also affected by, and you are, Cheryl, and Elizabeth, you are, as a family member. I experienced this slightly with, why are you not allowing this magnetic therapy, which literally reversed me. Now, everybody has an MS profile. MS is a horrible disease because it's so personal. Mm-hmm. Your kind of MS isn't my kind of MS.
Right.
And if I went into that procedure, it may not do a thing.
Right.
And yet I went into magnetic therapy and literally came out walking and
right.
did that I traveled nonstop in Europe at that time for a long time
mm-hmm.
until something started creeping back in.
Yeah.
And yet they will not allow that treatment, which is time proven, which is absolutely effective. So what do you think needs to happen to get this? There's two things going on here. You're trying to raise funds. How much do you need to get? We can't do talk about fundraising per
mm-hmm.
se. We do fundraising for KBOO, but we're talking about your situation, and so
right.
you're faced with financial situation.
Right.
Here.
I'm going to start working with a gal that I used to work with, and we're gonna just set up some fundraisers.
Good.
I mean, I've got to get it redone.
So you are getting some
help there.
I have
to get it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Elizabeth, and so there it is. You know. So that's why you work about 15 jobs. So, and then of course insurance doesn't cover it. And
right.
I know. So we know the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the solution here for us who are, and there's a lot of disabilities that aren't being covered except to keep throwing these drugs at everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And when you decide you don't want to do the drugs, what? And then alternative medicine, I know my insurance doesn't cover alternative either.
Right.
And
Interesting. Yeah.
So what do you propose that we do? What's your strategy for, number one, I am so grateful you're on this show today.
Thank
you're
you.
On this program.
Really happy
you
to be here.
You and Elizabeth, thank you, because this exposes something
mm-hmm.
that's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, people. This is phenomenal.
It is.
And
really
I think this
is
an exclusive for us, so this is fantastic. And I really want you to come on again, and we'll talk in depth.
I would love to.
But, so what do we... So you're challenged with having experienced such a reversal,
mm-hmm.
and then when did the symptoms... Some symptoms did start coming back.
Yeah, they started creeping back. I'd like to say that when I got it done, I tell people it brought back like 5 to 7 years. I feel like I got 5 to 7 years back in my life. And now, 3 years later, almost 3 years later, I'm pretty much right back to where I was when I had it done.
Okay. So what we're saying here then is it isn't a long term, but it's...
Well,
but on the other
it can be. I mean, there's a lot of people, if you YouTube CCSVI and you watch the videos, or you even just Google CCSVI, you'll see a lot of people have really great results.
So in other words, say just what is the sort of the media of the people that where would people go to get more information on CCSVI?
There is the CCSVI.org, which is the CCSVI Alliance, and I believe that they are part of the United Way now, so they are able to have people donate to them through
okay.
the United Way, which is great, I believe. Don't quote me on that.
Mm-hmm.
But
As long as if people can go to that ccsvi.org and start noodling
and start
around,
looking around. Yeah.
Now,
Annette Funicello also has a MS research fund, and she is huge on the CCSVI.
Yes.
Huge, her fund.
She came out with something quite some time ago about something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was very mm-hmm. aware of that, but it went away.
It got buried.
It got buried.
Right.
Well, there it is.
Right.
Now, so let's just say your second treatment will totally reverse you. Mm-hmm. What is the media, with all the folks that are testifying to this, what is the long-term benefits of this, like two treatments, three treatments? I went through three treatments and I don't have it again, or
I mean they're just, you know, two treatments, they're fine and they're still waiting for the brick to drop, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Three treatments maybe. Mm-hmm. But then there's people out there, a fellow that I've been following on Facebook, and he's had actually nine treatments. And so mm-hmm. I mean there is some drawbacks to right, it, right. But I mean, I feel like one of the problems is that, you know, I had to go to Arizona to get this done. Mm-hmm. I'm not being followed by my medical professional. I'm not having a doctor watch me and say, oh, well, you know, let's try this. Let's, you know, put you on these kind of, you know, blood thinners or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't have that follow-up with my medical person, which I believe, you know, I think that's really important.
Yes, yes. And there is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's, you're on your own, basically.
You're on your own. You know, I mean, some people go to India to get it done. Some people go to Mexico to get it done, you know, but they are on their own. And these are the results. This is what you get. This is what you have.
Mm-hmm. So what do you propose that we do? Because this is disability awareness, and we're aware now of this, mm-hmm. which is absolutely... When Elizabeth and I were talking, and then I met you, and we talked at the little Japanese tea shop, and I said, oh, my, I have to have you on KABU. This is big. This is big.
It is big.
It's big.
Really big.
So Dr. Michael Lavore, mm-hmm. Who was your first practitioner, if you will,
yeah,
at the
Saguaro
Surgical Tucson, Arizona, mm-hmm. are these doctors who are doing this work? They must be activists in it. And what's happening that their work isn't sort of exploding and reducing cost? And what's going on there? Who's stopping them from?
I don't know. Probably the FDA, mm-hmm. I think.
Well, I know the FDA will not allow magnetic therapy here. I had a doctor that wanted to do it, and he said, I don't know what to do except stick you in an MRI. I go into an MRI, and I love it. I come out of an MRI because it's magnets,
mm-hmm.
and I like the sound. I'm probably the only person on the planet that loves to go into an MRI.
And hear the knock, 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 knock.
I love it, and I come out feeling stronger.
Mm.
And my doctor actually... he's just a general practitioner, but he actually saw the results. And yet, here we are, we can't. Anyway, so Elizabeth, we're coming sort of to the end of our time. But so what? Tell us what your part in this is. You're looking at $11,000. You're looking at another in Newport Beach, California, another procedure coming up and all that. So what are your feelings and thoughts and hopes and dreams and...
Well, I mean, I would definitely love it if she could get it done again. I think it would be incredible. I just wish they could figure out a way to keep the veins open after they angio them out.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's the next mm-hmm. piece of the puzzle.
We're looking at possibly stents or something, you know, because they do that for brain deals and
stents. They won't do stents in there because your neck moves so much that it'll dislodge, and they've actually had a death, one death.
So you are in a research mode, both of you actually, and you're in a research mode and you're activist around this. You're an activist around this, and so, yay. We will have part two of this because we want to go deeply. I just want to thank you. How do people reach you? Do you want to be reached with your experience? Can people email you or anything?
You bet. My email is Cheryl, Sheryl, .d.nygard, NYGARD, @gmail.com. Go ahead and...
Great.
Go ahead and get in contact with me.
And then thank you, Cheryl. And ccsvi.org to go and get some information. Thank you so much, Cheryl.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And Elizabeth for being on the show, and we will do part two because this is big and it's important. And thanks, people, for listening. And we are archived if you have people that have missed the show. Thank you so much. And
May 31st at the Star Theater. Join Green Empowerment and 300 sustainability movers and shakers for the second annual Passport to Empowerment benefit party to raise money for renewable energy and water projects in remote villages. DJ Anjali, Love Bomb Go-Go, and their 17-piece marching band, Filipino tinikling stick dancers, an airless performance, and food and cocktails from Nicaragua, Philippines, and Malaysia. Tickets are available at greenempowerment.org/passport. Passport to Empowerment is May 31st at the Star Theater. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is Sea Change Radio, covering the shift to sustainability. I'm Alex Wise.
People are not going to protect what they don't know and they don't love.
When was the last time you were really in the wilderness? Or maybe you're like the millions of Americans who've never even been in the wild before. This week on Sea Change Radio, I have a wild discussion with Jason Mark, the editor of Earth Island Journal, as we honor the 50th anniversary of the passing of the Wilderness Act of 1964. Mark shares his misgivings about what he views to be a technological threat to some of nature's most mysterious spots, and how much of our wild is already pretty tame. Then we delve into conservation policy and talk about the surprising number of bipartisan conservation bills that unsurprisingly have not yet been passed by Congress.